Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Loose Cannons are on the air.
What are we doing? What are you doing?
Steve Hartman.
Hey, I need to break a little bit early right now, Costa. If you could take over.
And Mike Costa. Mike Costa.
Sure. No worries at all.
See, I'll be right back.
On Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
The way to compete. That's the way to compete.
Hour number two. Loose Cannons here on your home of everything San Diego sports. Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego. Also 1350 in the IE. Hope you survived the weather, man. Yesterday, by the way, did you see it hit 119 in Phoenix? 119 in Phoenix. Ernie Martinez is in Arizona.
He's a puddle right now is what he is.
He is in Arizona. It was 119 in Phoenix.
Somebody shot, there's a picture on social media. No, it's actually on the news. And I don't know if it was Phoenix or wherever it was, but they were putting pans out on the sidewalk and they were cooking pork chops.
I believe it. 119.
No thanks, man. Listen, I have
golfed over 120 in Palm Springs.
I've golfed in Scottsdale in 109 degree weather, and that's where you're chugging.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm a moron. But that's where you're chugging a giant water every hole. You're not even thinking about beers. You're just hydrating every time. And it's when the ground becomes a convection oven, and it's just radiating heat.
You're not supposed to do anything in that weather.
I can't fathom 119.
You need to shut it down.
119.
But that was the high in Phoenix yesterday. 119.
We're supposed to hit a cooling trend here, I think, tonight or tomorrow.
Really?
Which is nice.
Cooling trend. I mean, honestly, we live in paradise. We just do.
We are very, very lucky.
I mean, it's like, it hit 80. It hit 80.
Or in the converse in January, oh, my God, I had to wear a sweater last night. That's how cold it was.
No, I told you, when I moved the family from Encinitas up to L.A., right? And Denise, she had lived her whole life in San Diego. We had no air conditioning in Encinitas. We lived up on a hill, a little cul-de-sac area. If it got a little warm, you open a window.
Yes.
So when we moved to L.A., and I'm like, this is air conditioning, and you are going to use it. She's like, really? How about a pool? Yeah, you will use the pool. It's unbelievable. But I mean, 119. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hope Ernie's okay. All right. It is that time.
Four and four.
Four and four.
Four top stories of the day.
Four and four.
Ernie Martinez. He's four. He's always laughing.
Four and four.
Four at four. He's brought to you by Sombrero Mexican Food, serving the freshest San Diego style Mexican food.
That's right. Now get in there, take advantage of the bowl deal, signature bowl, chips and drinks, $6.99. Check them out at sombreromex.com.
All right. Again, Michael Thompson is going to be joining us coming up at 4:30. He'll have all the latest on what is next for the Lakers, really in the NBA. Get his thoughts on all the top picks, but let's get it started.
Number four.
The Clippers are about to implode under Jerry West.
This could be the biggest do-over in NBA history.
It's looking like it.
So the Clippers have had the triumphant of Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, and DeAndre Jordan.
How's that worked out?
And they haven't gotten past the second round of the playoffs. They have just stalled. So you have Blake Griffin, free agent, Chris Paul, free agent, DeAndre Jordan, a couple of years left in his contract, also J.J. Redick, free agent. So they have to make a lot of immediate decisions, and they have brought in Jerry West as a consultant, which means Jerry West is going to make the decisions.
Yeah, well, he's pretty good at those.
Here is basically what Jerry West wants to do. First of all, he wants to keep Chris Paul.
How old is Paul, though, now? 30?
He's in his early 30s. He's still got gas left. Now, Chris Paul, as we know, is definitely interested in San Antonio.
Yeah.
The Rockets apparently are going to make a hard sell to try to get Chris Paul to go there. But they're hoping that Jerry West can convince Chris Paul to stay in L.A., much as he convinced Kobe at one point wanting to get out to stay in L.A.
Chris Paul is 32 years old.
But here's the deal that might happen. DeAndre Jordan. So it's not a big man's league anymore.
Apparently
right?
not.
So here's a guy that's one of the best big men around. Yeah, he can't shoot free throws, but he's a rebounder, defender, and he dunks. That's what he does, all right?
Okay.
So they offered him, apparently, to Phoenix.
Yes.
For Tyson Chandler and the number 4 pick in this year's draft. DeAndre Jordan.
I know.
And Phoenix said no. What does it tell you about the, I mean, he used to be like big men. Premium on
exactly.
big men.
No, but look at our series just yeah. now. It's gone the way of the dodo, man.
It's really remarkable. So it's going to be interesting to see how Jerry West reshapes the Clippers. But keep this in mind about the Clips. Oldest team in the league last year. And with age, you get a little less athletic. So Blake Griffin's going to be gone. He ain't going to be back with the Clippers. But we'll see if Jerry West can pull some of his magic, because what he wants to do is completely redo this team.
And if you're Ballmer and West, you're thinking, let's do it now. Let's take our lumps now by getting really young. And by the time that new place is built, we're rolling.
Yeah, Ballmer, I'm sure, is giving free reign. Sure. Whatever you want to do, Jerry, get it done.
Number 3.
Oh, God. Oh. Music to my ears.
Derek Carr is about to hit the lottery.
Derek Carr is about to become the richest player in the National Football League based on annual salary.
Yes.
They are close to finalizing the deal that will pay him in excess of $25 million a year. No one's gotten there before. Andrew Luck is at 24.6. $25 million a year. That's salary.
You know, what's Kirk Cousins? 23-something?
23.9.
But I look at a guy like Andrew Luck, and I also look at a guy like Derek Carr,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of know that even though you're going to pay him the big chunk of money,
right,
winning is still the most important thing to guys like that.
Right. No, I mean, when you look at the Tom Brady's, you know, like that, Brady's given money back.
Yes.
To make sure that the team around him is
right.
good enough for him to win championships. But Derek Carr,
20.
I will say this. I actually interviewed Carr twice when he was at Fresno. He was on my final Heisman ballot his last
year.
You
have a Heisman
there.
Vote.
You know that I have a Heisman vote.
Lucky you.
But when we brought on Derek Carr, there were a couple of things. First of all, he's like 10 years younger than his older brother, David.
Yeah.
But he was already married. I mean, when you even talk to him.
He's mature beyond his years.
Way beyond his years. Yeah. Very impressive when I interviewed him even in college. So the fact that this kid has really been, and again, it wasn't like he was the number one pick in the draft.
Mm-mm.
But give the Raiders credit. They let him go through those growing. He started 0-10.
Yeah.
0-10, his first 10 starts.
And look what he is now.
Stay with him,
yes.
Let him develop, and now he's on top of the mountain. So Derek Carr about to become filthy rich.
Number 2.
Is Paul George about to become a Los Angeles Laker, Steve Hartman?
Well, maybe sooner than later. And again, Michael Thompson will have an update for us here at 4:30, but here it is. The Lakers are making, they're making it clear right now. Everything's on the table except two things. That would be the number 2 pick in the draft coming up on Thursday, tomorrow.
And Ingram.
And Brandon Ingram.
Yes.
Any combination of anything else on the roster you can have. So their latest offer to Indiana to make an immediate trade for Paul George's, we will give you Julius Randle, Jordan Clarkson, and the 27 and 28th picks in this year's draft. And Indiana yawned right in their face.
God.
They're saying, if you want Paul George now, you got to give up that second pick in the draft.
That's not going to happen.
Well, wait a second. Now, I saw some people write up saying, you should do it. You do run the risk. This idea that it's guaranteed that Paul George is coming in 2018, there are no guarantees. Indiana is going to trade Paul George.
Okay, what's Indiana picking in the draft sequence, though?
Well, I mean, it's not about where they're picking. They're going to get the best available player. In other words, they can make the trade straight up for Cleveland and get Kevin Love.
Okay, but if you're giving up the number two overall pick in tomorrow night's draft.
You're giving up Lonzo. Would you trade Lonzo Ball for Paul George?
Right now, yes, of course.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
I mean, if you're the Pacers and you know that Cleveland is pretty much willing to give you Kevin Love straight up for Paul George, you wouldn't give up Lonzo Ball for Paul George?
No, unknown commodity versus unknown commodity. Sure, you pull that trigger.
Wow. I mean, how much longer are Laker fans going to endure 20 to 25 wins? If you bring in Paul George immediately,
yes,
then obviously you're going to be a much better team.
Well, and as they continue to clear cap space, that other rumor out there about who might be coming to L.A. too.
All right. Well, Lakers have been talking big now for about 4 years, and none of it has happened.
That's a very good point.
Remember LaMarcus Aldridge they're going to have? All these free agents are going to flock because it's so great to be a Laker. Yeah, they're talking big. They're saying, well, forget it. We'll get George. Not only are we going to get George in 2018 free agent, we're going to get LeBron to jump the Cavs to come to L.A. too because he has a house here.
All right.
Of course, I heard that about Kevin Garnett, who had a house in L.A. and other guys that have houses in L.A.
But if you are LeBron James and you did what you did in Miami,
right?
You went back and did what you did in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you go to Los Angeles and you resurrect the Lakers,
right?
And you lead them to the promised land. Now, granted, you're still right now going through Golden State, but if you are able to do that, do you surpass Jordan as the greatest player of all time?
I said the only path that LeBron has to get to the GOAT is simple. If he is the key player for a third different franchise to win a championship, three different franchises, Miami, Cleveland, and whoever. The Lakers, the one thing the Lakers might think about LeBron, forget the fact that he has a home in L.A. A lot of guys have homes in L.A. But also, it's life after basketball for LeBron. He's an entrepreneur. He's always said.
He's got the massive production company.
In L.A.
Yeah, yeah.
In L.A.
Wow.
Okay. So, again, Michael Thompson will give us the latest update, get his thoughts coming up at 4:30. But don't be surprised if something big still happens between now and tomorrow morning when it comes to the Lakers.
Number one.
Which team do you play for?
Well, I'm a peach.
Well, I was just wondering. Now you start using your head. That's that lump that's 3 feet above your ass. Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
No.
No. No. There's no crying in baseball. No crying.
Soft.
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 They want Willard. They want Willard.
Soft.
I want to share a story with you about how it used to be in sports. When I worked for the Los Angeles Raiders, and the Raiders were still the Raiders back in the day, during the 80s.
That's right. Might makes right.
The Raiders' attitude is, don't get mad, get even.
Oh, yeah.
So I remember, I mean, for instance, there were two instances that I saw at firsthand. 1984, the Raiders are in Chicago to play the Bears. This is the Bears were suddenly rising the year before they actually won the Super Bowl. It was a bloodbath, and here's how this game worked. So early in the game, Mark Wilson, the starting quarterback of the Raiders, hits his thumb on his throwing hand on Richard Dent's helmet. He has to come out of the game. David Hum, who hadn't suited up at quarterback in years, was brought into the game. They hit him so hard, they busted his jaw, blew out his knee. We literally, at that point, because Wilson's in the locker room.
Yeah.
And we got Ray Guy warming up.
Raymond
either
could
Ray
do it.
Guy or Marcus Allen was about to come in at quarterback. Fortunately, they ran out the half. But here's how the Raiders got even. They ruptured Jim McMahon's spleen. Out for the year. Otherwise, the Bears might have won the Super Bowl the year before.
Who hit him?
I don't know if it was. It might have been. The guy that usually got even was Rod Martin. All right, let me flash forward here. 1987 in Kansas City. And it is rough. Bo Jackson, now with the Raiders, playing for the Royals. And you got fans throwing baseballs on the field. And there is a phone on the sideline about injuries. Bo goes down with an injury on his second carry, and the phone's not working to the press box. So Locus Al and Davis are looking at me, Harmon, get down there, find out what's going on. Of course, I'm like, it's like 20 degrees in Kansas City. So I got my Raider jacket on. So I got to walk all the way down on the field, around the field. People are throwing things at me, everything else, these Chiefs fans. So I have to spend the rest of the half on the field before I can go back upstairs. So I'm on the Raiders sideline. And again, when you're on the sideline, it's such a different world, as you know.
Oh, completely.
So the Chiefs have the ball. And what happened was, no, the Raiders had the ball, and Marcus Allen carries. And he gets hit. And one of the Chiefs players gets up and starts dropping the N-bomb on him.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
So you don't hear this on TV. You see the players sort of put this Chiefs guy out of control. Completely out of control. But again, don't be mad. Get even. So Kansas City has the ball right now. And they have this rookie running back, Paul Palmer, out of Temple.
Uh-huh.
First round pick. So he gets the ball and he's sweeping toward the Raiders sideline. And he steps out of bounds. So he's clearly out of bounds. And it's right in front of me. All of a sudden, here comes number 53, Rod Martin. He comes in and just clotheslines him. I thought he literally took his head. He's knocked out. Flags are flying all over the place. I thought he killed him. He is motionless on the ground. I mean, it's a free-for-all.
Yeah.
So this idea of not getting even or eye for an eye, that somehow this is some barbaric, this is sports. This is what this is about. These are gladiators. Whatever the sport might be, it's a competition. It's supposed to be us versus you. That's how the fans feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
So this idea that, well, we don't want to upset anybody, or we don't want to go there, that's somehow beneath us now. We need to raise our head a little bit higher. That is not the intent of sports. It needs to be a competition. You need to gain the advantage, the psychological advantage over your opponent.
The people who were worried, oh my God, what type of message would that be to our youngsters if Andy Green had them throw it at Anthony Rizzo? Listen, if your child cannot discern between what's happening on the field of play versus what goes on in regular life, then you're not doing your job as a parent. And people, you know, listen, I 100% back up putting down bullying. I get it. No one should be bullied for the way they look, what their religion is, nothing like that. I agree with that 100%. But you know what people have to realize? Sports is bullying. It is forcing your will on an opponent. It's putting your shoe on their neck, and it's trying to win the game. That's what sports is. It's bullying. T-ball, rec basketball for little kids. No, I get it. That's not. But high school and in college and certainly the pros, you know what sports is, Steve? It is bullying. It's forcing your will on someone who doesn't want it to happen. And that's what competition is all about.
The wussification of sports. We talk about it in society, but honestly, it's worse now in the sports world than the rest of society. They've taken everything away. Any hint, you know, I go back to the NBA during the early 90s, the free-for-alls that we used to see with Knicks and the Pistons and the Pacers and those teams out on the court. None of that anymore. There's no, you know, there's just no animosity. But, zero.
But Steve, little Johnny and little Susie's psyche. That's why we don't keep score, and that's why everyone gets the same exact trophy or medal.
Look at. You know, I love nothing more than my children. Yeah. And my children were pretty decent athletes. My daughter even next level. But I mean, we got 8 rooms full of trophies. Most of them were either participation trophies. It was insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I had in all my years of playing youth sports, I got one medal once, like a little medal because we won a league championship. I think I had a plaque for another championship.
Right.
I mean, they're just boatloads. And I mean, like, trophies the size of the Heisman for participation. It's like, are you kidding me? It's like, here you go. Good job. And I'm like, you know, I mean, like, this thing weighs like 25 pounds. Where the hell am I going to put this?
There is nothing better than when playing tackle football of lighting somebody.
Lighting them up.
Lighting them up, Steve, and causing as much physical damage as you can. To me, that was one of the greatest joys. You were being allowed to do something on a football field that if you were doing it on the streets of America, you would be arrested for. But I was able to discern between the game is over,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a normal citizen, whatever the case may be, and I know that what I did on the football field, I can't do it in the general public.
All right. I want to get some of the calls in eventually here because I do want to get your input. Again, we got a four-pack of tickets for the Padre-Dodger game coming up on the 30th. What side of the aisle are you on? If you want to call it old school, call it old school. But when you're talking about professional sports, not youth sports, professional sports, are we just taking too much away from the game? Are we just taking away the idea of any kind of, and people call it violent. It's not violent. It's a sport.
It's competition.
It is competition. It is gaining the mental edge over your opponent. That's what intimidation is all about. Intimidation is part of...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Of sports.
And there is nothing wrong with teaching your son or daughter where after the game is over, win or lose, to walk across and say, you know what? Good game. Good job. There's nothing wrong with having a kid with that mentality. That's part of being a good sportsman.
After the game.
After the game.
Not before the game.
Hell no. And during the game, why are you playing the game? When you're young, you're playing it to get better. Obviously, the outcome is not the most important thing. But when you get into the high school ranks, you get into college, certainly in the pros, why are you doing it? What did Herm Edwards say? You play to win the game.
You play to win the game. And what I feel like why Andy Green should be ashamed of himself is the fact that he basically put one hand tied behind the back of his Padre team by saying, you're not going to fight back. We're going to turn the page and you're not going to fight back.
Well, to me, this is the seed of what is going to become a problem in this clubhouse. As we know, we found out earlier today that there's players on the team who are pissed.
Well, they're pissed because they know now the prevailing thought is there is no reason to have any respect for the Padres.
Right.
Because there is no repercussion. None at all. Nothing to fear here when you play the San Diego Padres. That is the message delivered by their manager, Andy Green. Want to get your thoughts. 570-1360 at Canon Harbin Acosta 1360. Text us 70470.
All right. The LA NBA landscape could look very different in the next 48 hours. Lakers analyst Michael Thompson gives us the latest next.
Hornberger here with you. Coming up tomorrow at noon on the Mark and Rich Show, we'll give you all the trade rumors and excitement in the NBA leading up to draft day. On Extra, 1360 Fox Sports, San Diego.
Cannons run along on this Wednesday. Get in for that cannon shot of the day to win those Padres and Dodgers tickets. What does the jewelry case look like right now in the house of our next guest?
Well, as good a player as Michael was, his son Clay has more. I mean, now they're equal as far as the championships are concerned.
Right, right.
Clay has a few other things on his resume. Not that Michael wasn't. Well, he was pretty good.
Yeah.
Not nearly the shooter Clay is. Michael, how are you today?
I was the shooter that Clay was. I shot 50% for my career, you knucklehead.
Yeah, 50%. But you always exaggerated about your free throw shooting. You always exaggerated about your free throw shooting. You were under 70%, well under 70%.
Yeah, but not in the clutch, though. I always made 100% in the clutch.
Michael, we got so much ground to cover with you. All right, tomorrow's a huge day for the future of the Lakers. We're getting all these rumors right now, less than 24 hours away. One of the things that Magic Johnson has made clear, there are two untouchables right now for the Lakers. That would be tomorrow's number two overall pick and Brandon Ingram. Anything else is fair game. In fact, we've heard a rumored trade with Indiana would be Clarkson Randall, the 27th and 28th pick, to get Paul George right now. Pacers laughed in their face. So let me ask you this. Are you confident that no matter what happens right now with Paul George, because you know the Pacers are going to trade him, that ultimately he is going to be a Laker?
Yeah, because I know other teams are interested in Paul, but he's let the whole world know that he is going to be with the Lakers in the summer of 18. So if you are a team now, why are you going to trade away two or three assets knowing that he's only going to be there for 8 months? So you don't want to gut your team to get a guy who's just on a rental.
But you think, I mean, let's just for the argument's sake, let's say he goes to Cleveland. Let's say they make the straight-up trade for Kevin Love. He goes to Cleveland, they win a championship. He's going to walk away from that to come to the Lakers?
Even more reason to leave, because now he'll have his ring, then he gets to come home as a champion. Well, what could be more perfect than that?
Michael, what about the rumors that the Lakers continue to clear cap space for LeBron James down the road?
I don't believe it for a second, man. I can't see LeBron leaving Cleveland again. Ohio's in his DNA. He left once. I think he's going to retire a Cavs. So I know that's what everybody's saying. That's the conventional wisdom right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to have to see him at a press conference with next to Magic Johnson to believe that'll ever happen.
Why is D'Angelo Russell no longer a Laker?
Well, they're making a run for Paul George, obviously, and they feel that they are going to draft their floor general tomorrow. So even though D'Angelo's a good player, he's going to do well in Brooklyn. He's got a nice long career ahead of him. He's a good player, has a lot of talent. But they feel with the ball in Ball's hands, he's going to be their Jason Kidd, their Magic Johnson. So they want him to be the general out there.
All right, let's talk about Brook Lopez. I mean, offensively, guy averaged better than 20 a game, granted on a very bad team. He's a walk-away free agent after next season. Could you see the Lakers trying to make a run to keep him in a Laker uniform after next season?
Sure, he's a good player, man. Brook Lopez is legit. You know, he's a borderline all-star, you know, just below probably a perennial all-star type center. He's got excellent outside shooting. He can score in the post. He can block shots, so he's a good player. He's much more talented than his brother, Robin Lopez.
Lakers analyst Michael Thompson with us here on the Loose Cannons. Michael, how do you think it sets with the Lakers brass that Jerry West is now across the street with the Clippers?
Yeah, that does seem strange, doesn't it?
Really strange.
That's like putting mustard on your your peanut butter sandwich.
No. Don't even go there, Mr. Ketchup.
Ketchup on steak.
Yeah, let's take a $70 steak and douse it in ketchup. Come on now.
Well, usually a steak comes with some kind of steak sauce, right? So what's the difference between a steak sauce that a chef prepares or ketchup that Mr. Hines prepares?
Ketchup is not steak sauce, Michael. No. It's still one of the most horrifying sights of my life to sit there in that, you know, Lexus Club there as you just poured an entire bottle of ketchup over a $50 steak.
Well, tell me something. When you order a burger, do you put ketchup on it?
A steak is not a burger.
Doesn't it come from the same animal?
Oh, please stop. Stop right now. I answer his question, Michael.
He did. He said it just seems really, really strange.
Well, it seems strange, but you know now. But I mean, why? I mean, here's what I don't understand, Michael. Magic has reached out to Kobe. He's reached out to Kareem. All the people that he know how to. Why would he not reach out for Jerry West?
Because Magic wants to build this team. Him and Rob Pelinka, they want to do it themselves. Jerry West, of course, is the ultimate executive, the greatest one in history, but Magic respects Jerry West, but he just wants to do this with Rob Pelinka. So, I mean, he wants this is his project. This is what he wants to do. You can't blame him, can you?
Yes, I can blame him because Magic has proven, first of all, he'd proved that he couldn't really coach, couldn't host a late-night talk show, but he has proven he's successful in business. And one of the things about being successful in business is you get the right people in the right position to make the right decisions. And there's Jerry West hanging right there. I mean, I saw, you know, after the Warriors won, there was Jerry talking to Kevin Durant in the hallway. Basically, he said, I've done all I can do here in Golden State. I'm 79 years old. I'm going to give it one more run. And he gets crickets from the Lakers. He is the Lakers still, Michael, in my opinion.
I agree. Yeah, you're right. He's still Mr. Laker as far as I'm concerned. But look at it from Magic's point of view. Magic is not only a great player, one of the most, probably the smartest player along with Bill Russell ever played this game. Michael Jordan, too, of course. He learned at the feet of Dr. Buss on how to run a team and build a team. He learned how to put together a team and, and personnel with Pat Riley and through Jerry West. So don't you think he kind of knows what he's doing right now, Steve Hartman?
Well, he would if he everything he's done. I have no problems with any. I thought the trade was a good trade. I think he's done things right, but at the same time, man, you have an opportunity to get Jerry West's brain back in the organization. I might use that. All right, let's get back to Lonzo Ball.
If you were an astronaut and you learned that Neil Armstrong taught you how to be an astronaut, don't you think you kind of know how to do it right now?
Look, everything I taught you about talk radio, Michael. You had to leave, just like that, right?
That's why I'm so good at it. I learned how to be more tolerant of people on the Vic the Brick, and I learned how to be an arrogant SOB.
Exactly. You got it nailed. All right, let's get back to Lonzo Ball. I asked you, and I was the last time I talked to you, I said, if you were just to add Lonzo Ball to this group of players, which right now, because if Paul George is not coming for another year, that's what you're talking about. You said it might be about a 35-win team, which certainly would get you out of the 20s. Do you still believe that? I mean, if you just add right now Lonzo Ball to what you've got, how many wins are we looking at for the Lakers next season?
About 35, because not only that, Steve, this team will be fun. It'll be the most entertaining 35-win team you'll want to see because they're going to run and gun and have some fun on the floor with him. So, yeah, they probably won't make the playoffs with this the way that the team is constructed now, but they're going to be much more competitive and a whole lot more fun than they were last year.
And, Michael, do you get a sense that, you know, since Magic took over and is, you know, has his handprints all over the organization, that there's been that infusion of excitement and maybe kind of a rebirth with this organization?
Oh, yeah. Magic Johnson, he's like the ice cream man coming down your neighborhood, man. When you hear those bells tingling, everybody's – oh, when you were a kid, everybody got in a good mood. Everybody got happy and just ran out to meet the truck. That's how it is when Magic Johnson shows up.
Michael, I have a suggestion, by the way. So the Lakers also have 27 and 28. Here's what I would do. I would move up, try to move up into about the 18 range, maybe get the 18th pick and then a second round pick for your 27, 28. I take this kid, TJ Leaf. I know I'm a UCLA homer, but I love his game. I think he's got an NBA game.
Yeah, I like Leaf, man. He's a good player. You know, he plays a little bit like Kevin.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Love.
Yep.
There I go again, comparing a white guy to a white guy.
Right.
You know, we all do that out of habit. He's a lot like I'll compare him to a black guy. He's a lot like Taj Gibson. You know, he's got that nice all-around solid game.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think, what should the Lakers do with the 27th and 28th pick?
Well, if they don't use it in a trade for Paul George, then they can, you know, this is a very good draft, and you can always find good talents no matter where you draft. The Warriors have proven that with their last couple of second-round picks and Draymond Green and Patrick McCaw. So 27 and 28, if you do your homework, you're still going to find two good players that could definitely fit into the rotation next year.
Now, Michael, you know, when Klay won that first ring a couple of years ago, you still had bragging rights. You're two to his one. But now that he's matched the ring count, where exactly does your career have an advantage over his career?
What are you talking about? I have four rings to his two.
Wait a second. As a broadcaster, you're right. Wait. Michael, one more thing. If your 1987 Lakers played the 2017 Warriors in a seven-game series, how does, and by the way, all games on a neutral court, how would the series play out?
We would lose in about seven games because even you can figure out that 3 points is more valuable than 2 points because they shoot too many. They shoot too many threes. We'd have a hard time keeping up with them.
Hold on a second. Kareem versus Zaza.
Well, Kareem's going to get his 30, but then how are you going to stop those bombs?
Well, who is going to guard Magic Johnson in his prime? Who are the Warriors going to put on Magic?
Well, Clay's a good defender. Then we got Iguodala. We got Draymond Green. So you could, you know, just like how they defend the other big guys.
What if they told you, you're on Durant, Michael, stop him?
Yeah, right. You mean after I fainted?
Come on, Michael! Shut him down!
The next thing I remember is Pat Riley slapping me in the face, telling me, wake up, wake up!
What if you had to guard Clay?
Yeah, how would you shut down that Clay Thompson guy?
Well, you got to just, you got to sort of face guard it and just sort of do what guys do. That's the only way you can stop Clay. If you give him an inch, he's going to knock down that shot. He's that good. He gets the shot off that fast. But Kevin Durant, he's unguardable. There's nothing you can do with him. Nobody can stop him. I don't care if you're Scottie Pippen or A.C. Green or Dennis Rodman. You can't stop that guy.
All right. Well, you're a good father. I'll take the 87 Lakers over the 17 Warriors any day of the week. Any day of the week. All right, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you so much. And we'll welcome Lonzo Ball into the family tomorrow.
Remember, Steve, the glass is always half full, not half empty.
No. You have to call it as it is, Michael. You can't see things that are not there. I know you've been forced to do that for the last 4 years of the Lakers, but I understand.
Look outside and just enjoy the beautiful world.
I can't see. We're inside right now, so I can't see anything else. Enough, Michael. Enough. We love you. All the best to the family. There he is. The great Michael Thompson joining us right there.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
he takes Clay down.
He tries. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I'll take those 87 Lakers any day of the week. All right. This morning, Hardwick and Richards, Nick Hardwick lost it. He went off. If you want to hear what Nick Hardwick had to say, you're going to hear it coming up next.
Ornberger here with you. Coming up tomorrow at noon on the Mark and Rich Show, we'll give you all the trade rumors and excitement in the NBA leading up to draft day. On Extra, 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
Loose Cannons here once again with you on this Wednesday. Reminder, Friday, Padres will be back in town. By the way, on Twitter, I just retweeted a photo of the Padres plane. It's flying back from Chicago.
Savage. Savage.
Follow us on Twitter, at Cannon Hartman, at Casa1360.
Is that the Mary Kay Cosmetics plane?
It's a very pretty plane, isn't it? It's a very pretty plane.
Oh, Lord.
All right. So, we still are worked up about yesterday and really how this is going to affect the organization moving forward. Basically... I mean, it's they waved the white flag, is what they did. We give. In a play that was so over the top, blatant.
Yeah.
As what Rizzo did to Hedges, so over the top that even baseball grudgingly had to acknowledge it was a violation of the rules, but they did nothing about it. They basically handed it back to the Padres, saying, "Look, if you want to do something, go for it." And their answer was, "No, we're good."
Yeah, thank you, sir. May I have another?
So we're upset. You know, one of the things about me in this seat all these years, look, I was like most people, a marginal athlete that wishes they had been a whole lot better. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the gift.
Yeah.
You know, I was slow afoot. I had decent hands. I enjoyed playing sports, but, you know, physical limitations. But one of the great advantages I had was my time working for the Raiders. You know, it's one thing to cover sports, but it's another thing to actually be part of an organization where you're around these athletes every day, seven days a week.
You are on the as inside as you can get without being in that locker room.
Right. And what it allows you to do is have a greater appreciation of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see what they go through. You know, in the NFL, obviously, brutal. And I saw it. I mean, I saw what these guys went through every day a week. I have, you know, my friends like Michael Thompson or all the athletes I've worked with over the years. I have a healthy respect for athletes. because they are that rarefied air. And when athletes talk about what it is to be an athlete, I listen.
Sure.
Because I know that their perspective is a lot different than my perspective or, you know, other people that have not played that game.
Well, especially the ones who've played at the highest level of whatever the sport is.
Exactly. And that's like for our station with Rich Orenberger and with Nick Hardwick, we have two NFL players.
Yeah.
You know, Nick Hardwick was one of the most respected players on his team, a very respected player in the NFL. So when he talks about something that involves athletes, I want to listen. So I did not hear this morning. In fact, if I was out and about, I had other things I had to take care of this morning. Had I known you were going to come on the show, I would have called to interrupt.
Of course.
So I have not heard this. So what exactly went on with Nick today?
Nick was just talking about driving with the kids, Teddy and Hudson in the car yesterday, when the the non-incident went down. And this is what he did as it was happening with his sons in the car yesterday.
I had to stop my car and tell the boys this. I said, boys, I'm pulling over to the side of the road.
The kids' age?
Kids' ages? 5 and 3.
5 and 3.
We talk a lot about this. They know the tenets of the house. Tough, hardworking, respectful. I said, boys, there are people in this world who think being tough, being hard-nosed, playing rough, breaking bones, breaking opponents' wills is wrong. It's not. In fact, it's an American way of life. That's what we do here. We are that. We are great. And I don't want to go into that whole political side of things, but it's okay to be competitive. It's okay to be tough. It's okay to fail. It's okay to win. It's okay to lose. But you will, boys, be tough, and this is part of it. If you mess up, you will be corrected. In life, you're going to be corrected. In sports, this is echoing life. This is just a microcosm. If you mess up, if you break the rules in life, you're punished.
Wow. Well, and I try
to convey this. How much gray area with that?
Well, I do this with my children.
I hope a lot of people are doing it with their kids.
This is an insanely competitive world. You have two choices in life. You either compete and battle for what it is you want,
yeah,
or you don't. And then you just take whatever's handed to you.
Right.
So, I mean, if you want to, we all want to live, we live in a free society. And the great thing about freedom is a freedom of choice. But if you compete hard, guess what? You have more choices. What you want is more choices in life, not less choices in life. And there's only one way to get there. You have to compete for it because there are other people on the same path as you that want to get there. Yeah. And the only way to get there before them is to outperform them.
Right. And they won't think twice about knocking you off your path.
Correct.
So they can continue down theirs.
So that's why the Cubs... See, the Padres are trying to use the Cubs as an example. Well, they lost 100 games, and all of a sudden they won a championship. You know how they got there? You know how Joe Maddon won? They take no prisoners.
They were tough. They are tough.
They play hard ball. And the Padres don't. And the Padres aren't going to win any championships. They're not going to win more games than they lose with the kind of attitude that we saw yesterday on that baseball field. Period. All right. Let's qualify someone for the cannon shot of the day. Drum roll, please. This hour's cannon shot came from...
It's a tweet from Super Retro Bros. After that joke on display last night, I won't be going to another game this season. Stand up for yourselves and San Diego. Was last night a turning point for the Padres for the rest of the season? We'll discuss after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.